Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Lucinda with us from the Commonwealth Orchestra Outreach Project. Hey, Lucinda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why don't we start at the beginning? What is the Commonwealth Orchestra Outreach Project?
Okay, let me just check first. You can hear me okay? I'm broadcasting all right?
Yep, everything's
That's
fine.
Awesome. Well, Commonwealth is a new style of symphony orchestra with a kind of a fresh approach to the symphony. Our whole mission is to play classical music, but it's to be representative of the audience that we're performing for, to make ourselves available and accessible to young musicians in an educational setting and to audiences, adult audiences, to engage them more than maybe in the past.
So how do you form a symphony orchestra these days? Seems like it'd be kind of a difficult task to do.
Well, it is a pretty big deal. It's taken a number of years to pull this together. Certainly isn't like forming a garage band, although we're kind of starting that way, if you sort of get my drift, maybe. If you think about the idea of getting 55-plus people together and raising the money to pay these professionals and developing a business plan, all of that, to make it sustainable, it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of people to put it together.
So you say you're starting like a garage band. Why don't you explain that a little bit more so the audience knows what you mean?
Well, of course, we have a board of directors, and we're mostly classical musicians. You might call us stakeholders. Since we're in the thick of growing our social media following, there are the 10 of us who are getting together on Friday, June 21st, at the Tewksbury Congregational Church to play some music. But we present ourselves in a unique way that we think the audience will really enjoy. And then we'll record ourselves on video so that we have something to show our Facebook followers. In other words, it's just us musicians dressed casually to share some music. So that's the GarageBand link there.
So you mentioned you have a board of directors. Who's on your board of directors then?
Well, we're all professional musicians, as I said, but we also have unique skills. So Marshunda Smith is a cello player who's been active as a conductor and informing outreach to amateur players. Danny White-Yolito is a flautist and music educator who's also a whiz kid at social media. She's awesome. Dan Walker is a trombonist who has 30 years' experience in production, sound, and light. He also happens to be married to me. Jim Engley is a French horn player who is a great salesman. And then others, Cheryl Lee, who is tight with Jim Engley. She's not a musician, but she's worked in development in the nonprofit sector. Joanna Ostrander is a violist, plays viola, who also has great organizational skills. Alice Maxfield is a former operatic soprano, dear friend of mine going way back. She's a bookkeeper and a controller in a company. And then there's other people like Amy Dinsmore, who plays oboe, and she works at UMass Lowell. And a dear friend of mine, Tomoko Iwamoto, who has composed one of our pieces for Friday. And she's an amazing improvising violinist.
So then what's your role in the organization then?
Well, I'm the artistic and music director, and I suppose you could maybe call me a visionary in a way. I'm a conductor and a music director. I conduct the Chelmsford Community Band. And so go Chelmsford. Don't miss our July 3rd concert on the square. And I'm also the director of music ministries at the Tewksbury Congregational Church. But, you know, the vision part of it, I've wondered for, years and years, I'd say 12 years, maybe more, how can it possibly be that in 250 years of American arts history, we haven't really developed a solid symphonic sound of our own that isn't a pop sound? This is a really, really complicated question, and we don't have hours and hours for me to go into it. But Commonwealth Orchestra is all about finding wonderful classical music that is composed by American Latin American and world composers that he has just never heard, because the symphony orchestra is these days mostly about either music that was written by European men 100 years ago or arrangements of pop tunes that have been generated by the big music industry. So Gershwin and Bernstein, Copland, those are all familiar names. They're kind of the exceptions that prove that rule. And we're not really big fans of the big music industry, so I think you can probably call us symphonic anarchists. Or how about classical heretics?
But I find a lot of people just like the old classics, you know, when they discuss today's music, like, oh, it just hurts my ears. How are you going to make that transition?
Oh, boy, I hear you. I really understand that. And there's an awful lot of 12-tone and atonal experimental music. I think you know what I'm talking about. Sound like soundscapes that don't really follow, don't have a melody. That music never gained a lot of traction because it just didn't have a whole lot of popular appeal. So, yeah, I understand that. And even that music is based on a European model of composition that arose during and after World War II. We could do a whole historical background on all of this. But a lot of people don't realize that Americans have been writing great classical music for a really long time. Ever heard of Francis Johnson?
Nope.
He was an African-American composer who wrote in the late 1700s. He wrote marches and dance music. How about Louis Moreau Gottschalk? Ever heard of him?
Nope, still no.
Well, he was kind of like a rock star in the mid-1800s. He was a piano player who wrote this amazing piano music from New Orleans. How about Charles Wakefield Cadman? Does that ring a bell?
No, I have to admit it doesn't.
Well, he wrote symphonies and chamber works at the turn of the century, and we're doing one of his pieces on Friday. It's beautiful music. He lived with the Omaha Indians for a number of years, transcribing Indian tunes, and one of the pieces that we're doing is one of those transcriptions. How about Florence Price? Ever heard of her?
No, still no.
Nope. So we're 0-0. This is wonderful. This is exactly what I wanted to hear. She was an African American female composer who wrote four gorgeous symphonies and tons of chamber works. Mid-century, she was really big in the Harlem Renaissance. So a lot of her music was lost after World War II. The Harlem Renaissance sort of went by the byways. And then her music recently was rediscovered, so she's enjoying kind of a renaissance right now. And there are other new composers like Tomoko Iwamoto and another composer, Charles Turner, wrote two pieces for us for this concert that we're doing. And newer composers are really redirecting their efforts towards writing music that is more familiar to our ears. And there's a ton of music out there, believe me. There's enough music to do 25 years worth of concerts. So our goal then is to find and present this music so that audiences identify with it, so it's American music for American audiences. And then, on top of that, to present our concerts in a way that is entertaining and hopefully engaging.
So now, again, tell me when and where the concert is.
Well, the concert is on Friday, June 21st, this coming Friday at 7 o'clock at Tewksbury Congregational Church. It's the white church right on Route 38, right in the center of town. And the concert is free and open to the public. And we'll be taking up a free will offering. And the money we raise will go towards financing our legal paperwork, so for our nonprofit status.
So now, talk to me a little bit about why you see your concerts as being unique. What makes it unique?
Well, okay, so this is the fun part. Americans really love variety shows, right? So we have this long history of vaudeville, variety, burlesque, musicals, radio shows that go back for, about two centuries. So what we want to do is kind of adopt that model. And I think maybe that's what makes us heretics, is that we don't want to present concerts as stuffy concerts where you have to get dressed up. As a matter of fact, we're not going to get dressed up. We're wearing blue jeans for this concert. But then also present our concerts as variety shows with stories and poems and some humor. But it's classical music, so music, poetry, music, story, music, humor, sketch, and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what that is.
So the people should expect a variety show on Friday.
There will be elements of that. So I have to give you that caveat just a little bit, because it's a demonstration concert. We are recording ourselves to post material on Facebook. I got another call coming in. I apologize. So there'll be, we've got some poetry that's happening and some stories, no sketches yet. We have to be able to hire actors to do something like that.
So what type of music should we expect to hear then?
Okay, so what type of music? Well, this is really the fun part for us. So Tomoko Iwamoto, who is our first violin player, has written a fun jazzy piece called Exuberance that opens up for solos midway. So it's jazz. It's classical music is jazz, or jazz with classical music. And then I mentioned Charles Turner a minute ago. He's written a very serious piece called The White Pilgrim, and it's based on a poem by this 19th century church elder by the name of Joseph Thomas. And so it's a serious piece. It's very beautiful, though. Charles has also written our theme song, which is just crazy. It's just wild, off-the-wall stuff. And then, of course, we're doing the Charles Wakefield Cadman and another piece by Florence Price, the woman, African-American composer I mentioned to you.
So one more time, when and where is the concert? How can people learn more about it?
Well, okay, so we are at the Tewksbury Congregational Church on Route 38 in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, at 7 p.m., free and open to the public. You can look for us on Facebook under Commonwealth Orchestra, and also on Instagram. So Instagram.com is C_WealthOrc is the URL for that. And then that's our Twitter address is C_Wealth with a WEALTH ORCH. The W and the O are both capitalized.
Awesome. So Lucinda, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Well, good to be friends with you. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.